just give you some idea about how you can reach your highest potential. Do you know what is your highest potential yet? I haven't got a clue myself. But I notice, okay, every time I move infinite Tai Chi, and so often I reach another level. Providing I want to. If I do not want to, I stay the same level again, again, again. And then I thought that is the highest level I could reach. But if there's a no ceiling momentarily, okay, you know, I'm good in doing this, and suddenly, okay, there's something more to coming in. Something more. Providing there's no ceiling. If there's a ceiling, you reach the higher potential. You cannot go further. The highest potential is always the level you have reached, and you have to maintain it. Your attitude is there is another level, okay, I can reach. Even I do not know what is it yet. The teacher is good, or the master chef or the other good, or the golfer the same. Somebody show you a little bit, and you said, my goodness, he can do this, but I can't. And then it stimulates you, okay, so I might be able to do that too. Make sense? Interesting, isn't it? I might be able to do this, but not as good, not that Damon. Might be not like Jason, but then I can actually put myself, okay, you know, into another level. So that is the attitude. And this attitude, and if you like translate in this world, it's called successful attitude. I'm not talking about spirituality. I talk about the real fact down on earth. Successful people, do you know why they success? Why they are successful? I've spelled out because they are successful. Not because not what happening. A lot of people don't understand that. Do you know why people are rich? Because they are rich, not because how much they possess. Do you know the difference, my dear? So how on earth, okay, the next question then coming in, how on earth, I cannot make you successful, trust me. How can you shift that attitude? Don't forget, not many people, they believe they are successful. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Not because what I can buy, how much I can have, you know, what I can do in the future. It is a whole attitude as well as a belief, I am successful. Full stop. Regardless, okay, what happening. Do you understand? Most amazing hero or champion, they all fail sometime. Am I right? And then, of course, American style or Western style is they pick up and do it again. But the whole thing is that is the persistently believing in yourself. Some people stumble and fall. You know, of course, we sweat and then we're fearful, we're angry, we're impatient, we feel frustration, and then we tears as well. And then, okay, they push the dust away, okay, wipe that tear, okay, calm the anger and the hurt, they do it again. Until eventually they become that. Make sense? Later, when they fall again, okay, they not only pick up and wipe their tears, they just laugh about it. Tough, isn't it? Depend on which level you want to reach. Depend on which level you want to reach. It's called becoming. Becoming. And that is a very good goal. Because whatever you do, you have no doubt, I am successful. Regardless what happened. That attitude, okay, is called contagious, you becoming it. You need to have that fire to start with. And I call it motivation. So what motivates you? Some people be motivated by I want to be comfortable, pleasurable, I don't want to lose my face, and then I perform, you know, as well as I can. And somebody, okay, they have fire in their belly. You heard about this face? Fire in their belly. They have to do something. And somebody have tremendous of dedication, devotion in their heart. whatever that might be, I see they have motivation. And then, you know, to sum it up, it's called a burning desire to be excellent in whatever you do, whatever your endeavor in life. How about that? I think you need to have that first, depend on degree. That means your motivation, how much motivation you have. To excel yourself, to perfect yourself, why do you do it? Why do you do it? You ask me why to start with? Because I wanted to make enough money. I want to be successful in the society. I work my socks off. I don't care. I'm not pursuing comfort. I'm not pursuing pleasure. I'm not pursuing anything. I pursue it, okay, success in, you know, human life. So that was my motivation. As a spiritual awakening, my motivation shift and change. But those characteristics of the person is still count. So I call that is the foundation. For me, it's a lifestyle. Somebody call it spiritual. I don't call that spiritual. I call it your preferred lifestyle. Do you understand? Just like you go to Mass and service every Sunday. Somebody don't. Those people go to Sunday Mass, okay, for the rest of their life. Not necessarily spiritual, though. It's a lifestyle. Somebody very spiritual don't go to the Mass. So understand about this as well. What lifestyle you're in. Interesting, isn't it? Until you need to have motivation. Why do you want to be perfect? Why do you want to be excellent? Why do you want to be beautiful? And depends on your motivation. Somebody do this because I want to be beautiful and then I want to prolong my life. You don't have to perform very hard to prolong your life. Just a little bit will do. But that is all you get. That's a loss of the economy. Depends on the world, the universe, being governed by these laws of economies. Your motivation depends on how much, okay, you put in. If it is for your health only, and then calm and balance, so I just do it slowly. But then you want, okay, become a teacher, okay, you have to learn the detail. And then you want to become a master, okay, this then, completely different. The same movement, completely different attitude. And then that also depends on your attitude as well as your belief system. That's what you get. Make sense? Interesting. So you go to China, Hong Kong, you see people, okay, do a lot of Tai Chi. I mean, you know, not so many people attract my attention. But occasionally, I see a master perform. I say, wow. What happened then, okay? Of course, you compare looks, isn't it? You know, when you do Tai Chi, same, you see the master performing. What is it I haven't got? See? So it becomes very interesting. Very interesting. And then enrich, okay, your chosen art and your life, isn't it? Of course, it's a performing art. But then, you know, this performing art is an extension of your life. It shows your attitude as well. Don't worry about it, see? So everybody have different attitudes. And then they pursue it, okay, depend, okay, on their own personal motivation. So why I ask you, do you know how to perform, okay, in your peak performance? Very depends on what you want. What's the standard you have to reach? My recommendation, if you want, star quality. Star quality, then, you know, is a go beyond, okay, you know, I accepting myself. Star quality, you have to step aside. Because I met some star performers, the soul take over. So, and then I realized success, even down on earth, is not called coincidence. Somebody very spiritual, trust me. But I know they are not successful. Do you understand? Do not misunderstanding is so-called spiritual and success. They are completely different category. Spiritual may be very devotional, at peace, harmonious, don't touching the world, okay? Debating, you know, debating oneself, and then externally, sometimes very humble and, you know, insignificant. Sometimes I call it heavenly good, but no worldly use. It's very spiritual, nothing wrong with it. The dedication will enable people experience, okay, Christ's love or Buddhist light and so forth. But is that same person being successful down on earth? Not necessarily. The person may be very timid. very insignificant. Never try anything. Do you understand the difference? Never try anything hard. Oh, it's too hard, okay? You know, properly speaking, no, I can't, okay? I'd rather, you know, do meditation. So, depend on what do you want. Make sense now? Doing Tai Chi, okay, nobody watching you, you know, in your living room, and doesn't really matter. But then if you say, I want to become a top performer, it's different. So, as I said, if I perform in public, okay, so the movement, very large, okay, very expansive, because I lead to, you know, to attract attention. If I'm performing in my kitchen, you know, I can do very slowly, okay, you know. So watching my food cooking, okay, 5 minutes, okay, I just do a little bit. But then if I'm facing the audience, I have to expand myself, isn't it? Extend the energy and so forth. So understand difference. Set your goal. What do you want to become? Where are you now? And then, so you attract those people, YouTube this day, or real people, enable you reach the level you have reached. But you have to decide first. Okay? And some of you want to become a star quality. As I said, all stars, okay, singer, performer, as I was, they all have to step aside. That means no more personality. It's something deep inside oozing out through their art or through their voice, through their dance, whatever. And so that is a star quality. And then some people translate it into the world. People said, my goodness, what an artist. Understand about the spiritual level. Spiritual level do not have to perform. They can be poor. They can be insignificant. They don't touch anybody. And you need this combination if you want to perform, if you want to teach. Who wants to learn from insignificant teachers? And then insignificant teacher, that means I only teaching people, being healthy, whatever, okay? So fine. But that is the student you attract to. If you said, okay, I want to become a star teacher, okay, and then you attract those people who want to become a star as well. How are you going to deal with your crisis the same? Depend on your resources, basically. The resources, okay, down on earth is quite seldom you actually inbuilt. You got all the equipment, all the answer in your life. We all learn from life. We all facing challenges. We all failed. We all, okay, strained back, okay, you know, do not want to look into our crisis. We all do that. But you sometimes have to gather, okay, all the wisdom, the essence of our experiences, and the strength. Sometimes have to face our challenges. We know that there's no other way you can transcend challenges. You have to face head on. Momentarily, you can hide, but not all the time. You can't. You need courage. You need focus. You need get up and go. You need love. You need compassion. You need everything to dealing with your personal crisis. Trust me. You need all your resources. And it's nice to get all those resources before your crisis. And you cannot really support your friends and your loved one when you do not have resources. The same. So infinite Tai Chi is life. So as I said, okay, it's beautiful, okay, when you're performing. But then, you know, some people perform, there's no power. And somebody performed, okay, with strength and focus. And then when you forget about yourself, when you do this, okay, you know, 1,000 times, become so smooth. And then you can forget about the form. The focus is there. And also, you can let go. And then your soul essence oozing out for you to witnessing it. And then when you become so good at it, okay, so people look at you, I can remember you. Interesting, isn't it? Depend on which level you want to reach. You can see that is the beauty of life. Somebody seeking for comfort and pleasure. For me, they do not grow. For me, okay, you grow, comfort and pleasure is the side effect. It's a side effect. They just come to you because you're just there. You rise above, okay, you know, the norm. The norm. And it's called becoming, isn't it? becoming, becoming, and suddenly you are. You are. You are confident. You are success. You are successful. It do not mean you don't stumble. You smile to your stumbling. Eventually, to start with, you say, how come I did that? Okay, impossible. Ah, and you cry, you shout, and you're fearful and whatever. You do it again. You do it again. The attitude is, you know, I want to be successful. And then you already understand, okay, that the twofold, become successful and a great performers, inside, outside. And you cannot skip that, unfortunately. So you cannot just say, change your attitude and doing well. But in me, I always practice, always practice. If I perform, and I, as I mature, I know I don't hold back. You got 2 minutes to shine or not to shine. You practice 10 whole years, 11, 15 years. On stage, you perform, you shy or not to shy. Do you understand? And then I realize it's true. It's true. You do your best. You do your best when you perform. And that moment, you do your best. That's all you can do. You can improve it later, whatever, okay? That's all you can do. And able you do your best, you have to have some consistent, okay? Consistency, that is, you know, every sport, everything, you know, whatever, they all practice without exception. They're repeating, okay, again, again, again. They become so comfortable in it, they improve on it. Everything without exception. So you need that performance. Just say, I accept myself is not enough. You still have to, you know, lift your ass up and, you know, just keep doing it. You know, just continue doing it until you feel confident and no doubt about it. That's external. Even there's a fear, doubt inside, but your external form is so repeating so many times, you can override the doubt. I don't feel good. What's it got to do with it? I'm sorry, I don't feel good, okay? You know, my wife just told me off, okay? You know, so I should do better. You know what I mean? But your performance should override that. You should override that. Eventually, that's called professional. You know what is professional? You perform, regardless. Your boyfriend don't want me anymore. You still perform. Does that make sense? People pay you to perform something work-wise, okay? You still perform because you're professional. We know, okay, that is something else, okay? You deal with it. Your boyfriend said, I don't love you anymore yesterday, but you still perform. That is called professional. Am I right? He influenced everybody, but you still perform. That is called professional. Am I tough? I'm very tough. If you want to be successful, you have to be professional. Regardless what happened last night or what people said to you, even what sort of doubt and fear inside you, you still perform. You cannot perform. Your name is there. You have to turn up. So that is, they call it, are you want to be a star? Are you want to be a professional? You have certain attitude. If my name put on, if I have to perform to turn up, I have to turn up. Regardless. Attitude inside and then performance outside. You have to match. You have to match. And then when you perform, as you said, you forget about everything. Forget about your circumstances, forget about your mood, forget about your boyfriend don't like you. You do it, for goodness sake. You just focus doing it. You don't be influenced by anything. You're just doing it. That makes you a star. You don't, you know, have a sad face or something, see? You just, you know, the audience or your student in front, you're just doing it. And you become professional. You deal with your personal problem after your performance. Go and back home to deal with it. You become, you cannot not be successful if you have all that. Impossible. Just impossible. But all those people are very well trained, highly motivated all the time. All the time. They eventually becoming it. As I said, for many years, being a chef, but for many years, okay? So I always thought, I'm number two, I'm not number one. Always. Until you have to click, you say, I want among the best. Not out of pride or arrogance. Because, okay, you just cannot shift if you do not have that mental capacity. You will stick in there. If you want to be mediocre, you will be. Trust me. And the world is full of mediocre people and performers. It's a constant motivation. Be the best while you're still on earth. It's nothing to do with push you, changing attitude, and then consistently doing it. And learn from the most successful people. They all have something in common. Tough, isn't it? But why? Can you see that? I stop. It's so important. Why take this non-repeated? You cannot wish you can do it again. You cannot wish you can go back into 15, 20 years. Do it again. You can't. So that means you only got one life. My dear, even you believe in reincarnation, another life, prepare another life, never mind. But this life, this sheer moment, this sheer life you got, you only got one. If the world not approve of you, it's okay, because they don't live your life. If you not approve yourself for the rest of your life, that is big. That's big. Never mind the world, how they see you. If I'm not growing, if I'm not proud of myself, if I'm not doing my best, I notice that. That is big for me.